This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood, in for Ben Johnson.
Volvo is going all in on self-driving cars. The company has previously announced its Vision 2020 plan, which says no one will be seriously hurt or killed in a Volvo by 2020. And yesterday in Detroit, the company announced that anyone will be able to buy a self-driving Volvo in 5 years. In fact, you'll be able to add fully self-driving capabilities as an option for an extra 10 grand. And of course, the company also recently teamed up with Uber to test autonomous ride sharing in Pittsburgh. Lex Kersemakers is CEO of Volvo America. He's a man who has spent a lot of time in driverless cars lately, and he's here to tell me more about the company's plans. Lex, thanks for being here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I think people were a little surprised when Uber announced that it was doing a self-driving partnership with Volvo. How did that come about?
Oh, I think for us, that's actually pretty natural. Volvo has a very clear vision. By 2020, we do not want anybody be seriously injured or killed in a Volvo car. And we realized in a very early phase that only having passive systems and active systems in a car does not help. We need to get autonomous drive into the total equation to secure that not 33,000 people get killed on the road every year. Mm-hmm. And Uber is going through a test phase. We have hardware, we develop our own systems, and we gain a lot of experience by this cooperation. So for us, it's very natural. And actually, we are very pleased and looking forward to the cooperation.
Why partner with Uber on this? Why not go it alone and launch your own sort of pilot project?
Oh, we have our own pilot project. We at the end of 2017, we will start with 100 cars on the road in our home city in Göteborg in Sweden, where we hand out cars to regular customers, and in a controlled environment in the city, together with the local authorities, we allow people to drive fully autonomous, again, to get the experience and to see how people react. Uber is like us, a high-tech company, which is really looking forward, and that brought us together.
Volvo has, it makes perfect sense that you would have this message about safety and reducing deaths by 2020. You have a long history of association with safety. And yet, I think when people think of driverless cars now, they don't always think safe. How confident are you in this technology, and how do you make the consumer confident?
Fact is that accidents are caused by human beings. About 80% or 90% is a mistake of a human being, not because they can't drive. I think we have good faith in everybody's driving skills, but people get distracted. We need to get that factor out. And we know we have launched our first city safety system where the car automatically stops, first for objects, then for people, then for cyclists, then for big animals. We are launching step by step increased technology. So we know what it does. And we would never launch a system which is not 100% reliable. But we know that systems are sometimes faster than us. And that's why we believe in this setup.
What about this kind of, it's been referred to as sort of the fuzzy middle, the middle ground when there are semi-autonomous features in cars that can either themselves malfunction or cause a false sense of confidence?
Yeah, you know there are four stages. And at the moment, we have put pilot assist, as we call it, in our latest car, the S90. That's level two. You're still in control, but the system assists you driving. And then there is a level three, which is this vague area, what you talk about. And then there is level four, where you have a very clear responsibility, or you drive yourself, or the car drives. We are focusing on getting cars on the road in the future with level four. We do not want to work with level three, because there the responsibilities are too blurred.
Mm-hmm. But there does seem to be a lot of level three type technology coming into vehicles, right? I feel like Volvo is layering on a lot of technology right now.
Yes, but then at the end, we still say it's an assist. It's to assist you. Mm-hmm. The pilot assist we currently have, it drives. It can drive alone, but we demand from our customers that you have the hands on the steering wheel.
Is there a technological way that you ask that of the consumer? Is there any kind of a warning in the car that says, we noticed your hands are off the wheel?
If the hands are not on the wheel after 30 seconds, the system goes automatically, switches off. Mm. So then you get all the signals that you have to drive yourself.
So you said that the fully autonomous vehicles are expected to launch in Sweden next year, the pilot project. There are so many estimates about how soon we are going to get there. Is 2020 realistic?
We say 5 years.
Yeah.
5 years from now, which means 2021. That's for us a realistic time plan. It could be that we resolve a number of issues faster or not, but it's better to under-promise and over-deliver. So what we say is 5 years from now.
In 5 years, the technology will be complete, even if the maybe infrastructure is not?
No, I think what we try to do is work on our own technology. Of course, we know that lines need to be recognizable on the roads. There are a lot of things to do also from an infrastructural perspective. But at the end, the only thing we can take care about as a brand is to do what we have to do, and it's to offer the technology so it can work out.
One of the predictions for a future with fully autonomous cars is that there will be far less car ownership. Is that an uncomfortable line to be pursuing as an automaker?
No, at the end, we want to offer mobility in whatever format. But a few things are very clear for us. We offer cars with steering wheels because we believe in the freedom of driving. We believe that people, they enjoy driving other than sitting in a traffic jam, and that's when autonomous drive comes in. Car sharing is part of the mobility concept, and we are definitely not running away. We own a company in Sweden which is named Sunfleet, which offers car sharing, and I'm really looking forward, and I'm studying it now actually, to bring that into the United States. I'm not afraid of it. It's to us, it's part of the mobility concept.
Well, and do you think that some of those predictions of dramatically reduced car ownership might be a little overstated? Like if we have solid car sharing mobility and driverless cars and therefore less traffic?
Yeah, I think it's very difficult to estimate, and I don't see it so dramatic. Whatever the definition of dramatic is, at the end, it's an offer. If you live in urban areas, car sharing is potentially a very natural choice. If you live on the countryside, it becomes suddenly less of an issue.
Do you think it would be easier, your Swedish company, do you think it will be easier to roll out this technology in Sweden or other countries or versus the United States, which has lots of infrastructure issues?
No, to be honest, it depends where you do it. If you go to San Francisco and you have a where there is little space, and or in New York where you only drive a car when you go outside town and not inside town, I don't think so. I think every country has its challenges and its opportunities. So no, I'm not running away from it at all.
You guys you're really going for it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, Volvo's in a roll. We're at the moment we're very successful. We clearly show that we are back in the United States. We have a little bit of out of sight, out of mind. And with the launch of the XC90 and now the S90, we are clearly entering the market full of confidence.
For those who may not be familiar, can you describe the partnership that you have with Uber and how it benefits each company?
I think the benefit is that we're both looking for experience. How does the software work in the hardware? How does the autonomous drive system function in the car itself? Because, you know, it's not easy, but you can develop whatever you want, but at the end it needs to fit into an automotive environment. What Uber is doing is that we provide the cars and they put in their system. Of course, we have our own system, but Uber puts in their system. And by that, both parties get experience, and then we'll see along the way how we are going to cope in the future, if we are going to merge or separate those systems. That's too preliminary.
And do you mean the actual technology, or do you mean the mapping and navigation systems, or all of it?
I think all of it. Mm-hmm. You're addressing interesting things here, because mapping is a very, very important part, and that's a third party also. So we're just looking and see if there are further opportunities for synergies.
Yeah, what do you think, just from your perspective, what do you think is sort of the most crucial thing that has to get solved before cars can be fully autonomous?
I think it's the confidence in the technology that we can hand over a car to a customer and say, this is, as it was already, the safest car in the world.
So you said it was an interesting experience to be in a driverless car. I've been in cars that have a driver, and then the Mercedes concept car that doesn't, which made me a little motion sick. How was it for you? How would you describe the experience to people who have never tried it?
No, just imagine you're entering a normal car. You have your steering wheel in your hand, and in a certain moment you push the button and you go autonomous drive. You lean back and you let the car is doing the job for you. And that feels very strange in the first 5 minutes because you want to do this, you want to do that, but it's not necessary to do anything because the car is fully in control. And slowly but gradually you get used to it and you relax and you get the confidence into the system. But it's a little bit the same as cruise control or adaptive cruise control, where the car is following the car in front of you and it's braking automatically when the car in front of you is braking. In the beginning, you also have to get used to that. That's why I don't believe if we would just introduce now a fully autonomous drive car, mm-hmm. it would be too brutal. Because the learning curve would be too steep. And now with all the technology coming in between, cruise control, adaptive cruise control, pilot assist, whatever, name it whatever you want, the consumer gets used to it, how to handle this sort of technology.
Is pilot assist standard on your cars?
Yes, we decided to put pilot assist standard because it is such an integrated part of our brand philosophy.
That's Lex Kersemacher, CEO of Volvo North America. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Now, the Volvo team brought over an XC90 SUV, which has the pilot assist feature Lex mentioned, and they were rolling up in the brand new S90 sedan. It is really pretty. So for you car geeks, we've got pictures over at our website, marketplace.org.